Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
In today's gospel, it teaches us a great lesson on how our church has dealt with challenges throughout the centuries. But also, we take it at a personal level, how we too, can deal with the challenges that blow in and out of our life, like storms. Now notice how the gospel story for today starts. It says, they took him. They, meaning the apostles, took Jesus. Well, from the very start of the story, we find out the story is not about Jesus. Instead, the story is all about the apostles. Now remember, the apostles, they essentially represent our church. And so we too make up the church. Therefore, this story is about us, and it's for us to learn from. St. Augustine referred to this gospel story as the drama of the life of the church. And we're going to find out he's so right in saying that. Now we find out a storm quickly kicks up, comes out of nowhere, it's unanticipated. Well, this was very common in the ancient world. In fact, as I mentioned before, sailing or traveling by sea was the most dangerous way to travel. Essentially, boats, they sailed parallel to the coast for many reasons, primarily for safety. Think of it. Back in the ancient world, they didn't have GPS or satellites, so navigating was very difficult, especially at night. Furthermore, they didn't have radar like we do. We have radar that can alert us that a storm is coming and we can get prepared. And furthermore, there were no navigation maps like we have today. And so it was difficult. Essentially, if you wandered out into the vast ocean space, essentially you could easily get lost. But more importantly, in the ancient world, there is a belief that out in the deep waters of the open ocean was chaos and evil spirits. And if you sailed out into the deep waters of the ocean, those evil spirits would do something terrible to you. And so these boats, they hugged, you could say, the coastline. Well, the storm is pretty bad. I'm sure the waves are tossing the boat about. Maybe water is breaking over the sides. Now, it says the apostles were terrified. Now, I find this very odd. How so? Because many of these apostles, remember, were fishermen, and they've been fishermen all their life. In fact, they have been fishermen. Their fathers were fishermen. Probably their grandfathers were fishermen. These guys grew up on the water. And so fishing was something they did every day. And in doing so, they probably encountered storms like this. If there's anyone who knew how to essentially weather this storm and sail through it, it would be these apostles. Because they are seasoned, you could say, sailors. They know how to deal with this stuff. And yet, it says they were terrified. So we can only assume that this storm is a storm in which they've never seen before. And yet, the symbolism is powerful. It basically symbolizes the overwhelming struggles that our church faced throughout the centuries. I'll give you some examples. The first 300 years of our early church, it was persecuted terribly. We all know that many of the apostles were systematically hunted down and killed. Many of the popes in the first three centuries were assassinated. Thousands and thousands of Christians were martyred. Just look in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9. It says, Saul, who was formerly Paul, was still breathing murderous threats against the Christians. He was going into their homes and dragging them out in chains and sending them to prison to be executed. Well, fast forward to the 14th century. It's the Great Western Schism. Within this time period of 20 years, two popes were elected, and then shortly after, a third pope was elected. Their church was so fractured and fragmented. It lasted 20 years before there was a resolution. And yet there was a resolution because Christ was at the center of our church, just like he was at the center of our church during the persecutions. Well, fast forward 200 years to the 16th century. There you see the Protestant Reformation, where many Christians, Catholics in Europe, broke away from our church and formed the Protestant church because of differences in doctrine and beliefs. For example, beliefs in the true presence of the Eucharist, or sola scriptura, or the authority of the Pope. And so our church, for centuries on end, has had to deal with storms that blew in and blew out. And those storms represent challenges that our church had to face. And yet, our church faced them and overcame and prevailed because Christ was at the center of our church. Well, now take it down to a personal level. You know, all of us at some point in time in our life have experienced, you know, personal struggles or challenges or even storms in our life. They come in many different ways, maybe an unexpected diagnosis, the loss of a loved one, fear, depression. Now, no one is immune from these challenges. You know, as I mentioned, you know, all of us at some point in time have struggled with some challenge. I think the only difference is the level of intensity or severity in our challenges between each other. And yet, we overcame those. We persevered and prevailed because Christ was at the center of our life. Now, the story continues. Notice what Jesus is doing in the midst of the storm. He's sleeping. Here, these waves are pushing this little boat around. You know, the water's coming in over the side. And essentially, these apostles, these experienced fishermen and sailors, are terrified. And yet, here's the heart of the lesson. Jesus is at peace in the midst of the storm. And that's what Jesus gives us in the midst of the challenges or the storms in our life. Now, it doesn't mean that Jesus is indifferent to the challenges that our church has faced throughout the centuries. No. And it doesn't mean that God is apathetic. He just doesn't care about the things or the challenges that occur in our own personal lives. Now, the temptation is to say this. You know, I was just diagnosed with a terrible disease. Where was God? Or my sister's best friend was killed in a car accident. Where was God? And all that. Now, that's a temptation, but we can't go there. But in the story, the apostles, they do go there. They're duped and they fall for this temptation. That's why they go to Jesus and they say what? Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? See, the apostles, they are duped. And they truly believe that Jesus is allowing them to all be killed. They just don't get it. See, by sleeping, Jesus represents a place where we find peace during the challenges or the struggles of our life, or within the life of the church. Whatever the storms are that we face, if Jesus is the center of our life, then we always find peace in the midst of the chaos around us. And not only do we find peace, but Jesus reassures us that he will lead us out of the storm. Now Jesus, he wakes up, and immediately he calms the storm. Now we shouldn't be surprised at this. You know, Jesus, as well as God the Father and the Holy Spirit, they were all together when they created this entire universe. As it says in John's Gospel, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Holy Spirit was brooding over the waters. Well, if God created this entire universe, well, then God is in control of everything. Now, it begs the real strong question, why were the apostles terrified? Why were these seasoned fishermen and sailors so terrified? It's because they lost their center. Jesus was no longer at the center of their life. And once Jesus is no longer our center, then the storms, whatever they may be, they will get the best of us. In fact, those storms will become the center of our life. And then all will seem hopeless. And a person that has no hope at all, yes, then they're easily terrified. And that's exactly what happened to the apostles. And yet that's a powerful lesson for us. If Jesus isn't at the center of our life, that challenge will become the center of our life. And then it will tell us, you have no hope. You know, you will be prevailed against. And then, yes, we also will be terrified, which is why Jesus always has to remain the center of our life. In doing so, we find peace, regardless of the storms that blow into our life. But we also find the reassurance that Christ will take care of us, and the storm will not prevail over us. Instead, Christ will prevail over the storm. Now, one last thing to think about. He says to the apostles, why were you terrified? Do you not have faith? It's almost like Jesus is expressing disappointment and frustration in them. Now, here's what I think Jesus is really challenging them. You know, despite their closeness with Jesus, it doesn't absolve them of their responsibility of forming themselves, of growing in their faith. Well, I think that's a great lesson for us. You know, we are all close to Jesus through the Eucharist, the sacraments, through a daily prayer life, but that too doesn't absolve us of our responsibility of growing in our faith. That's why we always promote lifelong faith formation. Faith won't grow if you don't want to know. It's important for us to always be growing in the knowledge of our faith. See, that's one of the ways in which we keep Jesus at the center of our life. It requires a commitment. And so we pray every day. We come to Mass every week. We live out the virtues. We take on a lifestyle of stewardship and sharing our prosperity and our skills and abilities. Those are all ways in which we help. It helps nurture that center of which Jesus is at. And in doing so, we can be reassured that whatever storm blows into our life, we will have a source of peace. And that with Christ in our life, we'll prevail over any challenge that essentially comes into our personal life or into the church. And may the grace and the peace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.